And we want to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. I'm missing some people really, really, really bad. Like my dear wife, she's not here. So, bear with me. I'll get through it. Yeah, only 2 more weeks of this. Amen. If you would stand for the reading of the word, we're going to do lesson 4 on our series, A Season of Change. Tonight, I want to help you to understand your future is inside of you. Okay? Your future is inside of you. Genesis chapter 1, we're going to read verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. You can be seated. Germination is the process by which a plant grows from a seed. Anybody ever plant seeds and get good results? Amen. The most common example of germination is the sprouting of a seed. From a seed of a angiosperm or a gymnosperm, you see, seeds remain dormant or inactive until there are 3 needs that are met for a seed to grow. Number 1, it needs water. Number 2, it needs the correct temperature, warmth, and it also needs a good location, such as in soil, okay? So during the seed's early stages of growth, the seedling relies upon the food supply stored within itself until it is large enough for its own leaves to begin making food through photosynthesis. The seed was in itself, you hear me? The seed was within itself. Your seed is already inside of you. There is already something that God has placed inside of you that has the potential to become what it is that God wants you to become. Now, it may not look like much right now. It is a seed. It may not appear to have much potential. It is not all that big because it is just a seed. You see, it is going to have to go through some seasons. It is going to have to endure through storms. It is going to need to find some good ground in your life so it is not choked out by the cares of this world. But listen to me today, folks. Potential is inside of you. The future is inside of you today. Amen. And the reason that you are still here, the reason that you woke up this morning, the reason you have not lost your mind when others fall apart is because God is not finished with you yet. Amen. See, there is something that God has for you to do that nobody else can do. There is something inside of you that does not reside anywhere else. And God is working, and he is waiting for that thing to be released in your life so it can affect and so it can touch those around you. Matthew 18, verse 18 says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You see, folks, when you read in Matthew 18, it tells us that whatever we bind or loose in the earth is bound or loosed in heaven. Amen? This scripture is speaking about prayer. It is talking about our faith. You see, your prayers today, believe it or not, have power. Amen. Your faith, believe it or not, has power. Amen. And what you say and what you speak of, now hear me. Now we talk about prayer how it has power. We talk about faith. But listen to this. What you say, what you speak has power. Some of us, sometimes we need to be ashamed of ourselves, how we speak. Well, I'm telling you, folks, you need to understand the power of speaking. Amen? Sometimes, folks, when you speak things, you prophesy for yourself. You prophesy doom. Come on. So what you say and what you speak has power. Listen, you say, well, how do you know that? Well, because our God spoke the worlds into existence. And we are made in what? His image. Amen? So be careful what you speak. You need to speak faith. You need to speak believing in God for blessings in your life. You need to speak faith for God to save your neighbors. You need to speak faith that God will save your family members, your coworkers. Speak things like that. You see, with your tongue, you can either give life or death to someone. Come on. You can either build them up or you can tear them down. What do you choose? If I claim a promise through faith here in this world, God will bind it in heaven. All I got to do is speak it and believe it. Amen? You see, folks, here, let me tell you where it starts. It starts in you. You want to have revival in your family? It starts in you. You need to start with a revival in yourself, amen? You need to start looking at things differently in your life, amen? I am tired of living this way. I believe God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think, and I'm claiming it. I'm going to bind it here on earth, and it'll be bound in heaven. Speak positive. Speak positive because it starts in you. See, whether or not you move forward into the season that God wants you to be in is entirely up to you. Hear me. We've been talking about change and God moving us into different areas in life, amen? And we need to start understanding if we're going to move ahead in that change that God wants, it is entirely up to you. See, God is not going to force his will on you. Amen? Aren't you glad for that? God is not going to pounce on you and make you do what he wants you to do. It is entirely up to you. Your future is inside of you. The seed of promise of better things to come is inside of you. And only you, folks, can release it to do what is that God wants to do with you. You got to be hungry for the things of God. Well, Nick talked about that earlier. You got to be hungry for the things of God. You got to desire God in your life. You see, I would read his word and when I was younger and a young man and see that there were some things that he wanted to bring into fruition in my life and that other people sometimes would not understand. I had people trying to get me to do this or do that, amen. And I'm like, I don't feel that. I don't want to go that direction. But through reading his word and by having prayer life, God would speak things into my heart that no one else even knew was there. See, God was planting seeds in my heart and in my mind that although no one else could see where there's nothingness. When people found out I had a burden for Cleveland and God brought me here to Cleveland, I had family members that said I was crazy, said I was out of my mind. But God was planting things in my heart and in my mind, folks. Amen. And so we got to understand that we got to desire what God wants. And those things, if we desire them and we seek after them and we believe in them, God will bring those things to fruition in your life. If ever those seeds were going to produce something, I could not depend on someone else to make it happen for me. They would have to come out of me. They would have to come out of my walk with God. They would have to come out of my witness. They would have to come out of my testimony. And as a result, folks, there have been some things that have happened in this world all because of some seed of faith. You see, and I don't believe that he's finished with me yet. I believe there is more to come in my life. I do not believe that he is finished with you either, amen? I believe there is more to come from each and every one of you here tonight, folks. If you will just say, God, I want whatever it is. God, I want you to grow this seed inside of me. I want to step into this next season of change and believe, God, that you are going to use me in a mighty way. But you have to realize, folks, that the future is inside of you. And only you can cause it to happen according to God's will. And in the season, he has planned for it to happen in your life. You see, you haven't lived your greatest hour yet. You believe that today? Do you believe you haven't lived your greatest hour yet? Folks, I went to school with some people, a bunch of people, one of them was my friend, and later on after we graduated for years, but he'd come around, and all he ever talked about was, remember when we did this? Remember when we did that? He lived in the past. I had to let him know, look, I don't want to live in the past. Amen. I got a life, amen, and I want to live a greater life, and I want to live for God, and I want to do great things for God. I don't want to live in my past. It is what it is. I can't do anything about it. But I can help and change the future in my life. Amen. All I got to do is believe and trust in God, and he will bless and use me. We can change the future by just trusting and believing in God. So you haven't dreamed your greatest dream yet. You haven't lived your greatest moment, and there is more to come. In John 14, verse 12, says, greater works than these shall he do. You shall do these great works. But it is inside of you, and it needs to be released. You need to release it. You see, it needs to find its place of fruition. It needs to find its place of maturity. It needs to find its place of completion. You see, there's more that God has for each of you. And there's more that will happen because of you. Amen? There's more that will come out of you. And I want to say to someone who has given up, to somebody who feels like it's all that it's going to be, that God has something greater ahead for you. I want to tell you that today. God has something greater for you. Amen. You have to believe and trust in your God. Amen. God, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. You see, Job, remember Job in the Bible? Job, your sickness, Job, and your loss of your family, Job, is not all that God has for this life, that he has in store for you. Something greater is coming, Job. Something better is coming, Job. Something more is coming, Job. If anybody could have given up, it was Job. Come on. He lost everything. But I want you to understand tonight, folks, something greater is coming, just like it did for Job. Something better is coming, just like it did for Job. Something more is coming, just like Job received. See, Job never gave up on his God. And I want you to understand tonight, it's inside of you that you need to begin to allow God to release it into your life and into this world. See, God wants to use each and every one of us because he wants to reach this world. Amen? Acts chapter 14, verse 17 says, but he never left them without evidence of himself and his goodness. Think about that. God never left them without evidence of himself and with his goodness. For instance, he sends you rain and good crops and gives you food and joyful hearts. Amen. It's all because of God. Folks, listen to me. God didn't put you on this earth to live in misery. Come on. God didn't fill you with his spirit to see you suffer. God brings not just any kind of season into our lives, but he brings fruitful seasons into our life. seasons to feed us, and seasons to give us gladness, and seasons where we can store up some things for the next season. Amen. If your season has you hungry, if your season has you sad, it may be that it's time to let God move you into another season in your life. Amen. You see, sometimes, folks, we don't want to move out of where we're at. Amen? Parents, if your baby was on a pacifier or on sucking the thumb, they didn't want to give it up. You had to hide it from them. Or you had to put something on the thumb that didn't taste good because that was a season they were in their life. Amen? And, folks, sometimes God says, it's time to give me that. No, you gave it to me. Yes, I did give it to you, but I want to take it from you now because there's something more for you. Sometimes when we lose jobs, amen, we're like, but God gave me that job, and we're upset and we're frustrated. Yeah, but maybe God has something better for you. Yes, he gave you that job, but he's got something better for you. It's the season we're in. And we have to understand that it may be the time, wherever you're at, to let God move you into another season of your life. It may be that you would allow him to do his greatest work in your life, in your new season. Now, we've talked about it already, but in order for something to live, something else has to die. Come on. In order for a seed to yield its fruit into the world, it has to first die. And there is some things that we need to allow to die, folks, in our lives so we can move into our new season. So if what you have been doing isn't working, maybe it's time to repent and begin to trust God for the miraculous in your life. Maybe it's time to say, Lord, I don't know where you're waiting, wanted to take me, God. I don't understand where you want to take me. But, Lord, I am tired of where I've been, and I am ready to go wherever it is that you want me to go. Hear me, folks. Your miracle is waiting to happen. Your testimony is waiting to be told. There's a seed down inside of you that is waiting for its season. Folks, and when you come into that season, there's no telling what is going to come out of you. Folks, don't let anybody tell you you're too young. Don't let anybody tell you you're too old. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not smart, you're not pretty, you're not spiritual enough. Come on. There is locked up inside of you miracles waiting to happen, amen? And it is not over yet. God is not finished with you yet. You woke up this morning. You're still breathing today. You're still among the living, and God is not finished. God hasn't forgotten about you. He's not moved on to somebody else. His call on your life is without repentance, and you are about to come into a season of your life like you've never experienced before. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me, folks. You say, how can you say this, Pastor? Because I know that if you will allow God to use you, if you will just avail yourself to God, he will use you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I started as a young man, saying, God, I want to do a work for you. I'm just availing myself to you. God, whatever you can use me in, I want to do it. And I volunteer for many, many things because I wanted to do something for God. And when you're faithful in the small things, God will use you in the greater things. His call in your life is without repentance. Amen. You see, there's a seed that is your future that is down inside of you. And God is wanting to bring that thing to a place of completion. God can't do it in the season that you're in. You're going to have to move out of where you are today to where God wants you. Philippians 1, verse 6 says, And I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, will keep right on helping you to grow in his grace until his task within you is finally finished on that day when Jesus Christ returns. God is saying, hey, let me use you. You just release your willingness to me. You see, so often we want to do our own thing. We want what we want. But when you allow God, folks, when you say, here I am, God, you'll never, ever regret it. Amen? You see, it's time to move on. It's time to say yes to the promises of God. Amen? It's time to realize that the ball is in your court. And what you are going to do with it is up to you. And that's why the Bible tells us in Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith. Amen? Folks, you got to trust God. It's scary sometimes. Amen? I didn't know what I was getting into when I came to Cleveland. I never spoke three times a week. But I'm like, hey, God's got my back. Come on. The just shall live by his faith. It is that faith that is going to take you into that place that is unknown to you right now. But that will be your next season. Folks, you can't plan everything. Hear me. Look at your pastor right now. You can't plan everything in your life. Oh, and listen to this. You can't control everything in your life. Come on. Don't argue with me. You can't make everything happen the way you want it to happen. And when you want it to happen, you can't do it. You can try all you want. You're going to be pretty frustrated. But see, there are some things that you need to just let God worry about. Can you just let God? Can we just let God do it? Let God worry about it. He's up all night anyways. Amen? Now, I'm not sure how he's going to do it, but I'm believing in him to do it. Amen? Now some of this is going to have to happen through our faith. And faith says, God, do what you have to do and how you have to do it, and I'll follow. Yes, the seed is just inside of you, but you can't cause the miracle of the seed to happen. You can't do it. Amen? You can try to make it look, you can maybe make it look good, folks, but you can't make the miracle of the seed happen. The farmer, all he does is go out and put it in the field. And he has to walk away from it then. It's up to the weather. It's up to, what if there too much rain comes and washes everything away? The farmer can't do anything about it. What if it doesn't rain? He can get out there and do all the dances he wants. It's still not going to rain until it's time. He can't do any more about it. He put it in the ground. But he had to do his part. You see, you can't make osmosis happen. You can't cause germination. You can't cause incubation. But you know who can? God. God can do it. That is his business, folks. That is God's business. That is what God does. And that is why we say, thy will be done. Amen? That's why we say those things. Praise the Lord. We say it until it comes to us. I mean, somebody else talking about their problems. Oh, thy will be done, God. And all of a sudden it happens to us. Oh, God, send the rain. Right? We got to say, thy will be done, God. Folks, we know that only he can bring the miracle. But it is up to us to pray that miracle into existence. It is up to us to realize the potential of that prayer and that day of fasting. It's up to us. We still got to do our part. God, I want what you want. God, I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm willing to fast. I'm willing to pray. God, I'm willing to put in the time that it takes to do what you want me to do. I'm willing to do these things. Now, what's that mean when you say that? That the things that we desire, the things that we always want, aren't that important. Can we actually say that? But Pastor, I worked hard for this. I did this. I did that. Isn't it nice that God gave you the ability to do it? Huh? Isn't it nice that God blessed you with the job and the ability to do the job? Give it to God, folks. Do what God wants you to do. Do His will. Get involved in the things of God and let God work and do great things through you. Be Bible study teachers. Get to know your neighbors. Invite them over for Bible studies. Your coworkers. On and on and on. Reach your world and see where God takes you. Amen. Let's stand. God, grow that seed inside of me. Amen. God just wants to see your willingness and your availability. That's what God's looking for. Your willingness and your availability. Give those things to God, folks. Give it to God. He will bless you. You will never, ever regret working for God. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Greet one another. Greet our guest saints in Jesus' name.